It's time for Stargazer. Weekly look at what's happening in the world of astronomy and our island skies. And as usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. We have Venus setting in the west around about 7:30. Following Venus will be Mars, also setting in the west around about 8:40. If you look to the east, be sure to look out for Jupiter, rising at around about 7:45 p.m.
And you have something this week on our planetary radar, Planet X?
That's right, Planet X. Yes, once again, astronomers have been discussing whether or not there actually exists not one, but several large undiscovered planets in the outer solar system.
Is that thing that you sometimes see on, like, the UFO conspiracy sort of sites?
Well, unfortunately for the conspiracy theorists, no, it is not. This Planet X is thought to exist in the outer solar system and is no way going to enter the inner solar system. Astronomers haven't directly seen any planets, as these worlds are so far away from the sun they would reflect very little light. However, scientists have come to this conclusion by monitoring the orbits of distant objects called trans-Neptunian objects. These guys are like the dwarf planets, like Pluto and Ceres that we've covered before, and they orbit in the cold, dark reaches of the outer solar system. By watching some of these objects in their orbits, astronomers can tell if they are being influenced by the gravitational field of another distant object.
Is there more than one planet that they're thinking this is happening with? Or?
Yeah, it looks like we might have more than one. That means planet X, Y, and possibly even Z. There seems to be a strong indicator that suggests that several worlds of substantial size are quietly orbiting the sun at a vast distance. Their gravitational influence can be felt by other smaller objects, such as those dwarf planets, and this is the sign that astronomers are looking for. We suspect that these mysterious celestial bodies may be as far away as 13 billion miles from the sun, or even more. Pluto is around 3.6 billion miles from the sun. So these guys, if they are really there, are very far away indeed.
And who made the discovery or the research?
This research was put together by a joint team from the UK and Spain.
Ah, a little international effort. One question I have, if we're starting at planet X and we do the XYZ, are they going to cycle all the way back to planet A when they find like a fourth one?
Yep, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for our report.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You are welcome, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.